Oasis Audio presents The Hope of Spring by Wanda E. Brunstetter, read for you by Heather Henderson. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Galatians 6, verse 2. Chapter 1. Ronks, Pennsylvania.
"There's no need for you to fuss over me," Meredith said as her mother tucked a blanket under her chin. "I'm not having any more contractions, and I don't see why I can't go home to my own house."
Mom patted Meredith's arm affectionately.
"You came close to losing the bopley yesterday, and the doctor said you need to rest for the next several weeks until your pregnancy is no longer at risk.
I'm guessing you won't do that if you go back to your house and start looking around at things you want to do. So, since you need someone to take care of you right now, and you shouldn't be doing anything strenuous, it's best if you stay here with us for the time being." Meredith knew Mom was right, but that didn't make it any easier to deal with. She wanted to carry the baby to full term and have a home birth in her own home in a natural way, with the midwife present.
"I'm sorry about not being able to fix supper for you and the family last night," Meredith apologized. "I was looking forward to cooking you a meal."
Mom shook her head.
"Don't worry about that. There'll be plenty of other times you can make us supper. Right now you need only be concerned about yourself and the bopley."
"I know." Meredith settled back on the sofa and tried to relax.
"Did you get a chance to meet Jonah when you were at the hospital?" she asked.
"We did, but just for a few minutes when we first got there. We're grateful he stopped by your place when he did and got the help you needed so quickly. Jonah seems like a caring young man. I'm sure he'll fit in well with our community."